Good afternoon. Most of us are no doubt familiar with Romans 8:28. We know that God's in control and he promises, it says, and we know that all things work together for good to them who love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. If you're a child of God, the Bible says God's working out everything for your good, for good in your life. And but that doesn't always answer all our questions. One of my favorite books of the Bible is Job. And it gives, kind of pulls back the curtain, so lets you see a little bit of kind of what's going on behind the scenes. But still, God kind of tells you more about who he is. It doesn't really answer all of Job's questions. He kind of leaves you with more questions in some ways. But you learn a little bit more about trusting God and how he's in control. I wanted to share two stories with you before reading the poem. And just to kind of give you two principles about trusting God. One is taken from a book called Treasures of Darkness. The president, sort of pastor of Crown College in the States, Clarence Sexton, he wrote a book. Second edition came out in 2008. I think the first edition was a couple years before that. And in it, he presents the story of five young men and women from his college that were on, they were graduating from college, and they were traveling across the states in ministry. A couple of the guys were preachers, and the others were involved in music ministry. And this is their story. And then I'll get into this other one in a minute. Just one moment, please. Sorry, on a double page spread, the bookmark's a little bit of a different spot, but sorry about that. They were getting ready to go out, and on Friday morning, they got up to drive to a meeting. There's no doubt in my mind that they were going down the road singing and praising God. They got on Highway 60, driving to Haines City, Florida. A tractor-trailer truck approached them. They were in a fruit-producing part of the country, so they had seen many trucks like this. This truck was driven by a man who was a Christian. Something happened to the truck, and the driver lost control. The police officers say that more than likely a tire blew. Whatever it was, some way or another, it caused the truck to veer over into the opposite lane of traffic on a two-lane road with no shoulder for escape. With not even a moment's notice, not even a split second to adjust, the tractor-trailer truck crashed at high speed into the front of the van on the driver's side. The impact was so great, it drove the van back. It tore the trailer loose. The cab came off the Peterbilt truck. The engine came out of the truck and went through the van, and at the moment of impact, everyone was killed in the van. The gas tanks in the tractor trailer exploded. The impact of that explosion thrust the driver 200 feet down the road, sending him out like a rocket. The van was incinerated by the flames. Sorry about that. It's just, I should have read it off my phone because it was. So a little bit later on, the pastor's talking to some of the workers there. And what was happening, they spent 6 hours basically searching the area for the wreckage, finding out exactly what happened. And I apologize for this. I didn't know the bookmark would be different on this. So anyway, they're talking to one of the workers there, and he says, you know, we just spent 6 hours here, and everything was destroyed. Everything was burnt up. But we found one thing on the side of the road. And he said, but before I tell you what it is, just remember, it was plastic, and everything was incinerated, everything burnt. And what we found on the side of the road, the only wreckage, the only thing left from the accident was a CD case. And on the cover it says, God makes no mistakes. And it's interesting. That's my first point today is we don't always know the answers to all the questions, but God's in control and he makes no mistakes. The other story I want to share with you today is one of the people we support is Josh Smith and his family. And he's a church planner. He's living in West Kelowna. Well, my sister and I, we used to go to a church in Kelowna called People's Baptist Church. And our pastor, Claude Madel, his wife was Bill's oldest sister, or Josh's oldest sister, and Josh's brother is a guy named Bill. He's an evangelist, travels around to India. And in 2006, they got in a car accident. And they were driving their truck, hit an icy patch of road, went off the road, and his wife, Bill's wife, Risa, was thrown through the windshield and died. And everything they had with them was destroyed with the truck, though the rest of the family was fine. One of the daughters had an injured ankle, but it was minor. And when they went and picked up Risa, they found her Bible underneath her in perfect condition, the only remaining thing out of all their possessions, because they're ministering family, traveling on the road. Everything they had was destroyed, except for their mother's Bible. And but it's interesting. A little bit later, my pastor's daughter, who would be their niece, she brought me a poem that one of Risa's college friends wrote called No Accidents. And that's the second lesson I want to leave with you today, that sometimes we don't know the reasons, we don't have all the answers, but God's in control. He makes no mistakes, and there's no accidents in the lives of his children. There are no accidents in the life of a Christian. Our God has an ultimate plan. Though troubles and trials may come, he is present even when we don't understand. Each new day is a part of his creation, perfect and absent of any mistakes. And when life seems to take a turn for the worse, we can trust him for his sufficient grace. When life's tragedies seem to close in upon us, and his pressures are just more than we can bear, we can remember his comforting promises and know for his saints he is always there. God is not the author of confusion. He is in complete and utter control. His ways may not always be our ways, but he gives peace and comfort to our aching soul. Yet, yes, there are no accidents in the life of a Christian, and there will be times when we do not understand his plan. But yet one thing will remain for certain. He is holding us in the middle of his almighty hand. We can know his will and his way is always best, even when his timing and dealing are not our own. Our God is sovereign and merciful to his children, and his love to us will always be shown. We do not need to doubt him. We do not have to fear. He will give grace and comfort, and he will hear every prayer. His word is a source of comfort and strength. We can stand on his promises within. His unknowing plan will be accomplished as souls turn their hearts from sin. Remember, there are no accidents, my child. He will whisper softly in the heart's ear. Please continue to fight the good fight of faith and trust me. For you, I'll always be right here. So when you feel like you cannot possibly go on and the strength you once had is no longer there, please remember there are no accidents in the life of a Christian and you're always in his omnipotent care. Thank you.